everyone can relate to seeing a movie and walking out thinking, I want to do that. You see a movie on the martial arts and you're like, I want to learn martial arts. You see a movie where it's downhill skiing and you're like, I want to do extreme downhill skiing. Maybe it's motocross. Whatever the movie is, you watch it and you're like, man, I want to do that. I remember the one time I saw a movie about ballet and I was like, okay, I'm just kidding. I've never wanted to do ballet, but that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. It's a Friday. Come on, you know the drill. You got 2 days to get as many people to church as possible, and hopefully you're taking them to a church that preaches the gospel, talks about Jesus, and also will help follow up that person once they give their life to Christ. So do whatever it takes, just get them there. Hey, we're brought to you by WellBuiltBody.com. Gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. And finally, you can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. I will get back to you within typically 48 hours, but I do respond to every email, except the ones about car insurance. I don't need car insurance. But anyway, hey, we're finishing up on Colossians chapter 2, verse 1. Paul says, I want you to know how hard I am contending for you. If you've heard, we've been talking about that Greek word agon, which comes from the word agony. It's a word that talks about the spectacle of the Roman Colosseum, the fight that takes place there between gladiators and beasts or other men. It carries five motives behind it. It demands expenditure of all of our energies. It means there will be denial. It means there will be an antagonist. It means there will be martyrdom. And finally today, we talk about how it also means that it is a fight for many. Now, let me clarify. Yes, Paul is praying and contending for someone else. And so he is fighting for other people. But this idea in the word here is that you're fighting for those that are watching. So yes, the contest here is Paul contending or fighting for others. But it holds the idea of those that are watching. When you fight in the Colosseum, you didn't just fight for the king. It was just you and the king and nobody else was there. It was for the crowd. In fact, many times like today, it was a distraction for what was going on politically. And I truly believe that one of the main things missing in true evangelism is praying for someone else until they get their answer and those around them that see it happen and know that you're the one who brought the answer. It's like when you go see a really good action movie, right? You know, back in the day when I first saw Rocky, whew, I came out of the theater swinging. And you know what happened after that first Rocky movie? Across the country, boxing took a huge surge. People started signing up for boxing classes and amateur fights. And the same thing when The Karate Kid first came out. Dojos opened up around the country. Everyone wanted to learn karate. And the same thing's true when my buddy Ty started praying for my cancer and I was completely restored to health. People again got on board and wanted to start praying for others. And yeah, that's what I'm talking about. When you contend for someone else and you help bring victory into their life because of your fight for them, it not only is for the benefit of the person who receives the answer, but it's for the benefit of those watching. I'll never forget when my dad told me that there was a few thousand pastors in Africa praying for me while I was sick. And I thought, my goodness, how come I can't get a few hundred pastors on board to pray for other things that are going on here with our church or our life or our ministry? It's a good swift kick in the pants of like, man, if they can do it, I can do it. Your life of being a contender will bring out the best in others. And so, be a contender. Look, the context here is everything, right? It's always about context. Because typically, we always focus on the fight that we have. When we read Ephesians chapter 6, and it says that we wrestle against principalities, powers, and authorities in the heavenlies, that we come against the demonic, we come against Satan, and that we have the spiritual warfare, the spiritual armor, the sword of the Spirit, the breastplate of righteousness, the feet shed with peace, the belt of truth, the helmet of salvation. We read this and it's great. And we always read it in regards to, I'm going to fight for me. I get it. And I do it almost every day. In fact, there are a few prayers every day that I recite and that I pray to God regarding my fight for me. But don't forget, the whole point of this verse, the whole point of this word, agon, is simply because it's for others. Trust me, I am sure that as Paul is sitting here praying for others, he is hoping in his heart that it stirs them on to pray for him as he sits in prison, rotting, waiting away for his time of execution. But the truth is that you're not in prison. There's no motivation, really, that's really pushing you to pray for someone else or hoping someone maybe prays for you. But it leaves you with three questions, right? Do you have others that you fight for? And do you have others that fight for you? There's nothing worse than when you tell someone your problem and they go, oh man, I'll pray for you. And you know they're not going to pray for you. And if they do, it's kind of a prayer in passing, right? Like, oh yeah, and God help Rick. He's having a hard time in his marriage. I want someone who will contend, who will take the understanding of this verse and of this word and push in and go to battle and slay the enemy on my behalf. The second question is your church one that fights for its family? Do you have a church that literally says, we will contend for those in our body? When someone in your church says, I'm struggling in my marriage, my finances, with my kid, whatever it is your church one that says, hey, we will pray for you. We will contend for you. I sure hope so. And finally, is your own circle of friends a circle that contends and fights for each other? Look, I love moments where my spiritual walk has stirred someone else up to pray for others. When someone prays for healing for a friend or even a stranger and they get healed, man, it fires me up to go for it even more. You contend so that I contend so that others will contend. I'll say it again. You contend so that I contend so that others will contend. Hey, remember, people are watching. This is Garth Ekman, the David Alliance. Keep contending.